Welcome to the situation update for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. This is Mike Adams, your host here. Thank you for joining me today. All right. We got a lot about vaccines today and a special report included in this podcast, how to save the life of someone who already took a COVID vaccine. Yeah, that's right. You can actually help save lives, maybe even your own. If you're joining this and you're new to this podcast and you already took the vaccine and you're going, whoa, what the heck? Why did I do that? Why did I play the role of a human guinea pig for Big Pharma? Guess what? There are still things you can do to save your life. And that's going to be included in today's podcast. The sponsor today is a satellite phone store at SAT123.com. They make buying a satellite phone just like having a regular cell phone. You just get a minutes plan. They send you the phone for free. And then you can save minutes. They roll over and accumulate month after month if you don't use them. If you need to use them, you might be in an emergency, which is why you have a sat phone. It works from almost anywhere on the planet, including in the ocean, including in places where there are no cell towers and no power grid. So check it out at SAT123.com. That's the satellite phone store. All right. Check this out. Facebook fact-checked a woman's account of serious adverse reactions following the COVID vaccine, and then she died a week later. This is a story from InfoWars. The tech giant Facebook had the audacity to add a fact-check advisory to the post of a 25-year-old Desiree Penrod. Her personal post, she documented experiencing fatigue and headaches and earaches after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. She even wrote, "The vaccine is killing me today." That was on March 10th. She's a preschool teacher. Quote, "My arm hurts beyond exhausted, headaches, stomach cramps, and earaches. Multiple people told me that I looked pale yesterday or today. Yesterday I was fine, but today it's taking its toll on me." Facebook added a fact-check label saying, quote, "COVID-19 vaccines," this is from Facebook, "COVID-19 vaccines go through many tests for safety and effectiveness before they're approved," the warning states, telling people to learn more at who.int. Well, that's all a lie. They've never been approved for general use. They're only experimental emergency authorization. And they have not been tested to the degree that they should have been. They skipped the large-scale clinical trials and many animal trials and so on. So this woman, sadly, passed away. And there's an obituary from the Gagnon and Costello Funeral Home states that Penrod passed away unexpectedly on March 17th. 1 week after complaining about the adverse reactions from the vaccine. Very sad to see another person looks like was likely killed by the vaccine. All right. Then there's another person, Sarah Holub, H-O-L-U-B, I guess. Holub. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. A 40-year-old teacher from Wisconsin. She had gone on Facebook and was very excited about getting the vaccine. She published a Facebook photo wearing a mask and holding a sticker that says, "I was vaccinated." And let's see, she got the mRNA vaccine at the Kress Events Center at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay on March 22nd. She posted on Facebook, "Hey, it's been a ridiculous year, but better days are coming." So she was very excited and very optimistic. 4 days later, she was dead. So the Facebook vaccinated post has since been removed from her timeline. And according to the story here on the COVIDblog.com, it says, quote, "As we've covered extensively, vaccines are the leading cause of coincidences," because the obituary for Miss Holub says she died of natural causes. Okay, so I'm sorry that she has passed away. And I would ask you to respect her family and don't try to reach out to her if it's just sad that people are dying after getting vaccinated, and we're trying to warn people. But isn't it interesting that back in 2020, if you died 5 months after receiving a COVID test, then it was said you died of COVID. But in 2021, if you die 5 minutes after receiving a COVID vaccine, they say it was a coincidence. So you see, they're always manipulating the cause of death to get what they want. And it's all completely dishonest. And have you noticed that every institution in society is now just utterly corrupt and just full of evil, totally demonic from the media with all the fake malicious attacks on Florida Governor DeSantis and the FBI, all these fake accusations against Congressman Matt Gaetz, and you know the CDC. You've got HHS. Everything is evil, including the medical system, big pharma, all of it. It's just pure evil, anti-human. Just everything they do, including the fake Biden presidency, everything is designed for maximum destruction, maximum pain and suffering, and maximum evil. It's unreal that that's what we've come to now. And now the big push is on for vaccine passports. And have you noticed that the very same irrational people who decided to take the vaccines, even though the pathogen has a very, very low death rate, but the vaccine has a very high risk because it hasn't been approved as a therapeutic. It's only an experimental medicine. And, you know, people taking it are basically signing up to be in the experimental test group. You're a human guinea pig. I don't know why anybody, any sane person would do that, but they are doing that. Those are the same people who are going to be pushing for vaccine passports because they want to rule over you as well. So they're not just kind of insane themselves and lacking cognition, kind of brain damaged even before the vaccine, but they're also tyrannical and they want to run your life and they want to tell you what to do. They want to take away your freedoms unless you join them. It's kind of like a zombie mentality. It's like they want to eat your flesh and make you join their zombie group. You know, otherwise you're not okay. So they're vaccine zombies, and that's the title of a song I did more than, what was it, 10 years ago or something. Vaccine Zombie. Yeah, a pretty relevant song. Now, of course, a lot of Americans are fed up with all this vaccine passport tyranny and the lunacy and the Orwellian nightmare scenario that's unfolding in front of us. One of those people who's fed up is Wes from NC Renegade. That's ncrenegade.com. NC is in North Carolina. And I just want to read you some of what he wrote because I think he is kind of vocalizing what a lot of Americans are thinking. He says, quote, "I don't know what else there's to say on the evil of tyranny that we are faced with at this point in history. People seem to have lost their collective minds and insanity seems to rule the day. Everywhere you look, strange and evil things are happening. We've allowed our country to be stolen from us in a fraudulent election, but we've done nothing. We've allowed tyrants to tell us how to live our lives and conduct business. We've done nothing. We've allowed our borders to be wide open for anyone to come here illegally. We've done nothing. People are being bribed with the promise of going back to normal to take an experimental jab, and we've done nothing. But here's the part that you might find really interesting. I'm appalled and puzzled at the number of people who are taking this experimental vaccine. I've had a few conversations with some of those who have chosen to get the jab. Honestly, I think critical thinking is a thing of the past. People I once would have considered very intelligent have proven otherwise by donating their body for a real-time experiment. It seems most are taking the jab in hopes that their life can return to normal or pre-pandemic times. I don't even know what to say to people anymore," he writes. "It seems I'm in a minority with my lack of trust for our government and their rush to vaccinate the population. I had one person tell me that they took it because they wanted to be able to travel. My response to that was, quote, 'The day I have to show papers to freely travel will be the day I start killing tyrants,' end quote." Conversation ended after that remark. And I think that Wes is onto something here. And this is one of my concerns, is that vaccine passports are just a bridge too far for the government, which has become the terrorists, right? The government has become the terrorist organization. I mean, the FBI just functions as a terrorist group now, targeting Republicans, targeting Matt Gaetz, targeting Trump, targeting conservatives, but protecting the Democrats like Hunter Biden, you know, crack pipe smoking, you know, child banging, miscreant, whatever he is, gets protected by the Secret Service, protected by the DOJ, protected by the FBI. But innocent people who've done nothing wrong, like Matt Gaetz, get targeted by the FBI with fake, malicious, slanderous lies. And this same terrorist government is now going to be pushing vaccine mandates across America. Now, it's not just the government alone that's pushing the vaccine mandates, of course. They're going to be doing it with corporations. So it's a form of fascism, medical fascism, where the corporations are the enforcers, you know, the jackbooted thugs. And the corporations, which are all going woke, like Coca-Cola and others, and is screaming against voter ID in the Georgia situation, these same corporations are going to be denying you services, perhaps denying you travel, denying you a hotel room, denying you the ability to shop in their stores or what have you, if you don't have a vaccine passport. So that way, fake President Biden can say, oh, well, the government didn't force you to take vaccines because they can't, because that's illegal, because it's an experimental drug, by the way, experimental medical intervention. But the corporations are doing it for the government. So in the same way that big tech is a group of malicious criminal corporations that are carrying out the censorship that the government wants to enforce, other corporations will be carrying out the pushing of COVID vaccine passports that the government wants. So you see, big tech is really just an extension of government. In fact, it's government that extended the Section 230 immunity to big tech so that big tech could terrorize the American people and deprive them of their First Amendment rights. And every CEO of every one of these big tech companies that is engaged in this viewpoint discrimination, and I'm talking about MailChimp and Vimeo and Pinterest as well, not just the big ones, Facebook, YouTube, and Google, and so on, but every one of these CEOs should be arrested, indicted, prosecuted for crimes against humanity, and given the most harsh sentence that the courts will allow, because they are engaged in heinous crimes, Holocaust-level crimes against humanity with their selective censorship. And by the way, that censorship includes them not allowing people to tell the truth about the dangers of vaccines, which is why people are dying, and also restricting people from telling the truth about how to beat COVID using natural substances like vitamin D and zinc and so on. So the withholding of these effective, safe, affordable therapeutics, the withholding of that information by Facebook and Google and YouTube and MailChimp and Vimeo and others, that is a crime against humanity. And those executives should be arrested and held to account for their criminal assaults against fellow human beings. Now, a forced vaccine is also another kind of assault. It is a violent assault against your body, against your person. AllNewsPipeline.com has an article about this. A cowed republic is a dead republic. Forced vaccination compliance goes completely against the my body, my choice argument that Democrats use for abortion. So, of course, this is important to point out. When Democrats want to murder their own babies, they say, my body, my choice. I get to do whatever I want. It's my body. This is also the same way they argue that corporations can engage in censorship. You know, private companies can do whatever they want. You know, until there's a cake baker in Colorado who doesn't want to decorate a cake with gay and bisexual and transgender slogans, and then the radical left says, "Oh, you can't say no to that. You have to do that. You have to be compelled to do that." But Google can do whatever they want, even if it's a crime against humanity. See, you see their argument? Or the hypocrisy in their argument. So the same thing is true with abortion. They say, oh, well, abortion is my body, my choice. I can do whatever I want with my body. And the argument of abortionists is that the government has no right to tell me what I can or cannot do with my body. But then these same left-wing lunatics, they put an asterisk beside that and say, well, except for vaccines, you know, we can force vaccines into your body, even though those vaccines contain toxic substances and dangerous ingredients. And some of the vaccines contained, you know, dead, aborted human fetal cells. You know, I guess some of these leftists might be saying, hey, that could be my baby in that vaccine, you know? No, seriously. It's like, ah, they sacrificed their child. They killed them, you know? They're very happy about that because they're demons and Satanists. And then they want to inject you with all of their hatred. and their dead baby violence, you know, just that resonant frequency of dead baby violence. They want to inject that into your body where you can't say no, because in their mind, suddenly when it comes to vaccines, it's not my body, my choice. It's we have the power of government. We're going to use coercion and gunpoint medicine, and we're going to commit violence against you because we are the majority mob. That's the way the left operates. When they have the power, they weaponize it against the minority. And right now, the minority is, of course, Christians, conservatives, white people, you know, anybody who believes in freedom. They are the minority, and they are the targets of the liberals. So fortunately, there's some pushback against this. It's covered by All News Pipeline. In North Dakota, there's a lawmaker that's put forth a bill that would ban employers from requiring workers to get vaccines. And also Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has said he's going to ban vaccine passports in the state that is to be used by the state government or businesses in their operations. So I've had the question about that. Well, what's going to happen when the cruise lines or the airlines, which are anti-American, even when they're named American Airlines, they're actually anti-American airlines. What are you going to do in Florida when an airline says that they're going to enforce a vaccine mandate? I think Florida should shut out and shut down all businesses that push vaccine mandates. If you're going to deprive people of the basic human right to participate in society over this largely non-dangerous pandemic, you know, plandemic, then you don't have the right to conduct business in the state of Florida, as far as I'm concerned. So now the list of corporations that are becoming incredibly evil, not just with vaccine mandates, but also with their wokeness, you know, attacking Georgia for just demanding voter ID. You know, Apple is out there attacking Georgia. Tim Cook. I'll keep my comments to myself about Tim Cook for now. But he, you know, he is not on the good side of history. That's for sure. More on the Holocaust side. But with Apple, you know, you have to have an Apple ID. They got to know who you are before you're buying products from them. But what, you don't have to have an ID to vote? But there's a long list of corporations that are truly evil that you need to boycott beyond just Apple. And Coca-Cola is one of those. So Coca-Cola, of course, is in Atlanta, and they're screaming about this election integrity law in Georgia. And Democrats are so insane, they tell you, oh, we can't even read that law. I mean, you ask them, what do you oppose in that law? It's mostly just voter ID. And they say, well, we don't know. We haven't really read it. And you ask them, why haven't you read it? And they say, well, it's too racist for us to read. We don't read racist laws. And you're like, well, how do you know it's racist if you haven't read it? And their answer basically is just cause. I mean, they argue like 5-year-olds. This is the way Democrats argue. They push lies. They repeat lies. And then the corporations are now acting like 5-year-olds, which is Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola, the history of that company is just steeped in evil and deception. They have contributed to a real epidemic of diabetes and obesity for over 100 years. They hired propagandists to try to convince the public that drinking high fructose corn syrup wasn't bad for you. They bribed, paid off nutritionists. You know, they bribed the media. And if anything, Coca-Cola is responsible for more deaths from COVID than any other single organization, because the largest cofactor of dying from COVID is obesity. So Coca-Cola is a mass murdering corporation. Coca-Cola is evil. And I think Trump recently said that you should boycott Coca-Cola. Well, when I heard that, I was thinking, well, that doesn't change anything in my life. I don't purchase anything made by Coca-Cola, because that's kind of a company whose products are consumed by morons. I mean, if you're drinking Coca-Cola products, you're not that bright, you know? Seriously. So probably the people listening to this aren't really using much in the way of Coca-Cola products, but if you happen to still be purchasing something made by Coca-Cola and isn't Snapple owned by Coca-Cola? I don't know. I think it is, but just stop buying anything made by Coca-Cola. At the same time, some of the other companies that are engaged in this wokey propaganda include MailChimp, Facebook, Google, of course, Lyft, Etsy, Reddit, Salesforce, what is this? Microsoft, no big surprise, Cisco, Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, American Express, and I'm sure Uber belongs in those lists one way or another as well. I mean, basically all these corporations are evil. And they hate America. They hate honest elections. And these are the same corporations, trust me, that are going to be pushing vaccine passports to take away your liberty. And every one of these corporations deserves to go bankrupt. And in fact, I would say every one of these, the executives of these corporations deserve to be arrested and charged with numerous crimes, including crimes against America and torturous interference in our democracy, by the way. Oh, and also on that list is Patagonia, the clothing company. And remember last week we talked about the North Face, whose employees didn't realize that their jackets are made out of polyester that comes from, you know, petroleum. And they were all virtue signaling about how bad oil is, not realizing they're selling oil in the form of jackets. Because they're just totally ignorant, insane, and stupid. But that's the way all these left-wing corporations and individuals are now all across the world. They're ignorant. They're stupid. They're idiotic. They're suicidal. They're all lining up for the vaccines, and they want to rule your life. And one of those crazy leftists is this Dr. Liana Nguyen, who was on CNN. I mentioned her yesterday, but there's something I wanted to add to that. And she's the one who said that you can't reopen society all at once because then you wouldn't have any leverage to force people to get vaccinated. So you have to open society only to the vaccinated, she was saying. I mean, she just said this out loud on CNN. And I thought about this some more and realized, you know, what she's saying is that freedom should be withheld from people until they obediently surrender to the government's mandates for participating in medical experiments. Now, I mean, think about this. Where does that philosophy ring a bell? Where you have no freedom and you're required to participate in the government's medical experiments. Where would that have happened? Somewhere in the history of our world. Oh, the Holocaust. Yeah, Nazi Germany. Yeah, IG Farben, Zyklon B. All kinds of experiments were going on there using humans as experiments. And the Nuremberg Code, I believe, says that that's illegal. It's illegal to use human beings as experiments. And it's illegal to force people to take an unapproved intervention like these vaccines. So where's the United Nations speaking out against the tyrannical regime of the Biden administration, huh? Well, nowhere to be found. Where's the WHO? Oh, they're in bed with communist China. They're happy about this. Where's the ACLU? Well, actually, the ACLU has spoken out against vaccine passports. That's the one thing they're still paying attention to. But where are all these human rights organizations, huh? Nowhere to be found, because they're really about depopulation. They're about mass extermination. That's what this is. And, you know, because they're run by demons. Seriously, I mean, that's not just a figure of speech. When I say they're run by demons or that their CEOs are demons, what I mean is that they're no longer humans. They have a human body that's infested with a demonic entity. And if you don't believe me, ABC News has just now endorsed Satanism. And this was covered by LifeSite News. It's unreal. ABC News says that twerking with the devil is beautiful and inspiring. And this was a story from ABC News that was lovingly describing the Satan shoes, you know, the 666 Satan tennis shoes that have been promoted recently with a drop of human blood in the shoe's sole. Yeah. And that this is beautiful, inspiring. So when you have news organizations that come out and say that they love Satanism, and by the way, I think it was Yahoo News last week that came out and said that Satanism sounds pretty good to them right now also, right? So you have news organizations actually publicly pronouncing their obedience to Lucifer. It's not a conspiracy theory. They are saying it in your face because this is the end game. They're no longer having to hide it. And I've begun to realize that there is a phenomenon here of some kind of demonic infestation of humanity. I don't know exactly the mechanism that's causing it to happen. Maybe 5G exposure opens up people's neurology to demonic possession, for example. Perhaps that's just one theory. I don't know what it is. But I noticed that people who watch a lot of TV seem to now be possessed by demonic spirits, and they're signing up for the vaccines. I mean, they still talk like a human being, but everything they want is evil. They want to murder babies. They want elections rigged. They want America overrun with open borders. I mean, nothing that they say or do makes any sense if you wanted humanity to be a sustainable civilization. They are demons infesting the people. Maybe it's something in the TV signals. I don't know. But people who watch a lot of TV seem to be possessed. And you try to talk to these people, they might even be family or friends or coworkers, and you try to talk to them as if they were a human being, and it doesn't work. You know, you'll say something like, "Hey, have you looked at the circumstances surrounding the emergency authorization of the COVID vaccine? You know, it looks like it's not really approved by the FDA. It hasn't undergone the testing. It's a very risky thing. You're part of the medical experiment by taking the vaccine." And they reply to you and they say, "Well, I believe in science," but what they're really thinking in their minds, in their little demonic entity minds behind the scenes, is like, "Devour, devour." They're just, all they're thinking about is how to kill more humans. You know, they're probably planning on eating you one day too, if they can figure out a way to get that done. They're not even human anymore. You know, again, to be human requires some level of cognition, doesn't it? Some level of rationality and also compassion and empathy for other human beings. Well, when your mission is just to destroy everything and to just tear down society and murder and kill and maim and cause human suffering, which is the vaccine industry, the human trafficking industry run by Democrats, the drug industries run by Democrats, both big pharma and, you know, illegal drug smuggling and everything. It's all about suffering and misery. That's what they want. That's what they're pushing. That's their profit center. That's how they raise campaign funds for Democrats in Illinois and California and New York and so on. Everything is a demonic nightmare scenario to these people because that is what they are. They are living entities that inhabit human bodies. I mean, if you could put on a magic pair of glasses that would show the inner soul of people and, you know, kind of like x-ray vision or something, and you put on those glasses and you pointed it at Nancy Pelosi, it would be like, you probably, you know, need a pair of adult diapers or something. You're like, "Whoa, what was that? That wasn't even human. That thing's running the house. Oh my gosh." You'd be calling for God too. You'd be like, "Oh my God, they're demons running Washington. Why do you think it's called a swamp? This is full of swamp creatures. They're not human. A lot of them, anyway." By the way, Fauci is one of them, of course. He's some kind of like demonic little gremlin gnome-like creature. I don't know. There's a new story about him on the Daily Caller. He approved a grant to the Wuhan lab in China to enhance bat-based coronaviruses. Yeah, he approved this. It's called the P3CO review framework. Oh yeah, he skipped that. So the NIH that he ran or is running systematically thwarted government oversight of dangerous pathogen research, says Rutgers University professor of chemical biology Richard E. Ebright. He told the Daily Caller News. So Anthony Fauci made sure that that grant money did not get flagged for review. So $600,000 of taxpayer money went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to build bioweapons that put Fauci in charge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even in the Trump White House, Fauci is in charge. Fauci wants to be famous. He wants to be a hero. He's acting out all the ways that these demons, they want to gain power and influence over human society while they're actually destroying humanity. That's Fauci. He's a demon creature. And he's clearly committing crimes against humanity. I mean, this is mass murder. This is Holocaust level criminality coming out of the NIH. You know, it brings me back to that article by Wes at NC Renegade. I just wonder how much of this will people take before there's some kind of, you know, backlash. I mean, in World War II, the Allies defeated a great evil, which was the Hitler regime and the Holocaust, and freed the prisoners of the concentration camps. And, you know, I mentioned this in yesterday's podcast, the Democrats are now building COVID concentration camps in all the Democrat-controlled areas across the United States and around the world, including New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and other nations, no doubt all across the UK as well. And these are concentration camps, and they're going to mass murder people who don't go along with the vaccine depopulation agenda. And in World War II, of course, you know, we defeated evil. The Allied forces shot and killed enemy soldiers and dropped bombs and launched, you know, mortars and what have you, and rolled tanks in to kill bad people and to defeat evil and free the innocent prisoners of the concentration camps where they were being mass murdered by the millions. And I just wonder if some kind of similar chapter of history may be about to unfold, except right now the Hitler is running the show in America. You know, the Hitler character, or the Hitler energy, is in charge of the CDC, in charge of the government, in charge of the media. You know, it's as if Hitler has been cloned 50 times, and they put a Hitler in charge of big tech. They put a Hitler in charge of NBC News. You know, they put another Hitler over there running the NIH. That's the Fauci version, Fauci creature, whatever he is. They threw another Hitler over to the WHO. You know, just sort of started spreading Hitlers everywhere. Come to think of it, Fauci's about the same height as Hitler, isn't he? He might actually be a Hitler. Put a mustache on that man. It's pretty close resemblance, isn't it? Something to look into. So I want to ask you today to join me in peacefully calling out the evil corporations, boycotting them, and calling out the evil government policies, resisting vaccine passports and vaccine mandates and all of that. Again, peacefully, don't call on you to initiate violence. But then again, a vaccine violence, you know, a vaccine is violence when it has the risk of death associated with it. And, you know, it's worth having a short talk about that. This is something I covered a few months ago. But technically, an assault with a vaccine is an assault with a deadly weapon. And I think that one of the reasons the government doesn't mandate vaccines directly, you know, instead they want to use vaccine passports and deny you liberty unless you surrender to vaccines. But they're not going to come door to door and put a gun in your face and make you take a vaccine because, well, people would shoot back, you know, and people would have every right to do so. So a vaccine, because it carries the risk of death and it penetrates your body, it is an assault with a deadly weapon. And you, as a human being, you have a self-defense right to use the tools of your society, might be firearms, for example, to defend yourself against an imminent assault that may cause you bodily harm or death. And that would include a coerced attempted vaccine injection against your consent. So that's why they don't do that. They try to trick people into getting vaccinated. So they use a lot of social media, you know, brainwashing, indoctrination. They pay celebrities like, hey, Hank Aaron, baseball legend, come on and get vaccinated and tell the world how awesome it is. And then, oh, oops, what happened? Hank Aaron died after the vaccine. Okay, erase, scrub that from history. Nobody remember Hank Aaron anymore. He died from the vaccine. Let's not talk about that. So they have to find another celebrity, which they did. They find a lot of you know, famous athletes and celebrities, and they keep killing them. But don't worry, there's always more. But they're using manipulation and social engineering and all kinds of carrots, as Wen said on CNN. What's her name? Dr. Liana Wen? Yeah. She's saying, you know, have a carrot out there and force people to take a vaccine if they want their freedom. But you're not, they're not actually forcing you physically. They're not showing up and knocking on your door and sticking a needle in your arm, at least not yet. Now, the COVID concentration camps are kind of the next thing, the next wave of where this is going, where Cuomo and other evil, demonic, anti-human creatures who run governorships and so on, they will eventually say, oh, well, anybody who's unvaccinated is therefore a risk to society, and you need to go to a camp. You know, as Hillary Clinton said, a fun camp. Yeah, how much fun is it? Meet Mr. Guillotine here, and off with your head. Oh, look, there's no more COVID. We cured COVID by chopping off heads in the COVID camps. That's what they're going to say soon. It's amazing how we solved the pandemic just by killing everybody who resisted. You know, that's the way tyrants operate. That's the way Cuomo is going to run this whole thing, probably. And, you know, if you don't believe what I'm saying on that, I realize for some people, even that sounds a little out there at the moment. But a year ago, you know, you thought it was crazy that you'd be locked down in your home, you know, or there'd be food shortages or people stockpiling toilet paper, or the government would deny you the right to travel. I mean, that all sounded crazy a year ago. Trust me, this has only just begun. They're going into crazy town here with this, and it's going to be rounding up the vaccine resistors. That's right. The anti-vaxxers will be targeted and rounded up in certain areas. Not in every state. Probably won't happen in Florida, you know, or Texas or places like that. But in New York, you bet it's going to happen. Yeah. Oregon, Washington, California, Canada, super progressive Canada, Australia. They're going to round up the anti-vaxxers and they're going to throw them in concentration camps and they're going to mass murder everybody. Because remember, this is all about extermination. That's the goal. And the people that run these governments, they know that. They're all tied in. This is their goal. They're not trying to save lives or help people avoid sickness. They're trying to eliminate as many people as possible. In fact, they're kind of disappointed that the first wave of the pandemic didn't kill as many as they had hoped. But don't worry. The vaccine is designed to really accelerate that whole process. The vaccine is the pandemic. The vaccine is the bioweapon. You see, they released SARS-CoV-2 just to force people to take the vaccine so they could create enough panic to get everybody onto the vaccine, and then the vaccine is the real weapon. And that's just going to kill tens of millions in the United States alone over the next few years, no doubt about it. Mass death wave coming, and then they're really going to cheer. And so, you know, if you take the vaccine, you might die. If you don't take the vaccine, well, they'll throw you into a concentration camp and just kill you directly and say that you're a threat to society. I mean, Klaus Schwab is already saying that from the World Economic Forum. He's already saying that. If you're unvaccinated, you're a threat to society. So they're going to portray unvaccinated people as walking bioweapons, almost like you're a terrorist. This is the narrative that's already being set up. And then the FBI says, oh, you shouldn't download and fill out your own vaccine card because that might be illegal. Well, guess what? I imagine a lot of people are going to download and fill out their own vaccine cards so they don't get sent to the freaking death camps. When it comes time to show me your papers at the vaccine checkpoints, you know, in New York City or wherever, would people be willing to, you know, forge a COVID record document rather than be taken to a death camp? Yeah, of course they would. So, you know, your threat of prosecuting me for filling out this card doesn't carry any weight whatsoever compared to your threat of throwing me in a death camp. So yeah, people are going to fill out the forms and just carry those around as needed. And frankly, again, this gets back to what NC Renegade said. I think there's going to be probably really an uprising backlash against any kind of, you know, COVID vaccine passports. And I say this as a concern and as a warning to all of America, because I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to see bloodshed in the streets over this. It's insane. This pandemic is no real threat to anybody, except maybe, well, the elderly who have comorbidity factors. Yeah, they're dying now. But healthy people have almost zero risk of death from this. But I think if they keep pushing these vaccine, like checkpoints and passports, there's going to be a backlash, and it might set off some kind of a, I don't know, a civil war or something. I don't know what it is. I'm not advocating any kind of violent action, and I'm not going to participate in any such thing myself. But I think it may happen. Maybe that's their goal. Maybe they want to spark that. They want to paint anti-vaxxers as dangerous, violent terrorists. And that would be the perfect way for them to do that. See, just keep pushing more roadside checkpoints and neighborhood checkpoints. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. You're going into a football stadium. Show me your papers. We'll just keep doing that more and more aggressively in your face, in your school, in your churches, in the grocery store, until somebody actually shoots one of these vaccine enforcers. And then they will say, oh, look, they're terrorists. Round them up, stick them in the concentration camps. See, that's how this happens. It's kind of like kicking a dog until the dog bites you and then calling it rabid. That's what this is. They're kicking the dog until the dog bites them. That's what they want. They want a reaction from the people. They want to be able to paint the people as terrorists. Now, you'll be safe from the government if you go along and get all the vaccines they require, which is going to be a new one every 6 months or so, maybe even more often than that, because of what? Because of the variants. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, the mutant strains, the new variants, the double variants, the P1, the P2, whatever is coming down the pike next. They're going to say, well, the vaccine you took 3 months ago is no longer valid. You need a new vaccine. Roll up your sleeves, citizen. And you're going to have to take a new vaccine every 3 or 4 months, right? And then at some point, they're just going to crank up the kill rate of the vaccine when they're ready to just take everybody out. Oh, good job, citizen. Come on in and get vaccine number 7. This is a real doozy, this one right here. Yeah, you take vaccine 7, you're dead in 5 days. But they say, oh, it was a coincidence. You died of a coincidence, huh? Amazing how that works. I guess it's also a coincidence that influenza vanished for the last flu season. Not a single case of the flu anymore, because COVID cured the flu. That's an amazing coincidence, huh? So I want you to join me in peacefully resisting all of the vaccine tyranny. And, you know, thank God we've got governors like DeSantis in Florida, and we'll see what Abbott does in Texas and the governors of other states as well, and state legislatures. They've got to stop this vaccine mandate nonsense and the vaccine passports. Now, on the good news side, Justice Clarence Thomas has signaled that he is ready to consider social media giants to be common carriers or, quote, places of public accommodation. Apparently, Justice Thomas has had enough of the Section 230 protections of big tech and big tech's just runaway abuse of that section to selectively discriminate against conservatives and anti-vaxxers, for example, or people just promoting healthy eating, you know, anti-GMO. So if we can get a good case before the Supreme Court with Thomas there, we may actually have a chance to overturn Section 230 and restore freedom to at least that sector of the internet, which is becoming less and less relevant because there are so many alternative platforms now where people can go, including my own, Brighteon.social and Brighteon.com for videos, and others, Parler and BitChute and whatever else is out there. Mike Lindell's launching one. Didn't he call it Frank? I had to read that a couple of times. It's like, Mike Lindell is launching a platform called Frank. Like, I'm going to have to ask Mike about that. I'm going to be seeing him in a couple of weeks. I'm going to say, Mike, what's the deal? Is it called Frank? Who is Frank? What did he tell you? That he has a platform ready to go? All right, let's find out the details about that. And Trump's going to be launching a platform as well. And our platforms are getting more and more features as well, including a live streaming feature. But anyway, look, the bottom line is my goal and my motivation in doing all of this, what I do and why I'm censored, is because I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying to empower and inform human beings so that they don't get suckered into this death shot and, you know, the wokeism and all the left-wing hatred and bigotry and racism pushed by the left, and the transgender child abuse that's taking place, the maiming of the genitalia of children, the chemical castrations that come out of the LGBT, well, especially the transgender section of that. This is child abuse to do that. I'm trying to protect children and protect the lives of the innocent and help people be informed and aware so they can help save their own lives against all of this craziness that's going on. Now, we're about to jump into my special report here about how to help save the life of someone who's already taken one of the vaccine shots. Not everybody has to die. There are things that you can do to survive a vaccine shot. And it's very clear to me that the vaccine is kind of a tipping point for people who are unhealthy to begin with, or who eat highly inflammatory diets and drink things like Coca-Cola products. Like drinking a Coke and taking a vax is basically suicide, right? If that's your lifestyle. So in the special report, I'm going to describe solutions for how we can fight back against that and help save lives. Before we get there, just a couple of quick programming notes. One reminder, check out the sponsor of today's show, Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. It's worth your time. It's an emergency phone. I've got one now. And I'm acquiring the same phone for other top partners of our operations who are all around the world so we can reach everybody in an emergency. It's a great way to bypass cell tower censorship or internet censorship or a grid down situation. The second thing I want to mention is, yes, I'm live streaming the event in Tulsa starting April 16th at 11 a.m., and I'm giving a live speech around 5 p.m. or so Central Time. That's going to be live streamed on Brighteon.com for free. So don't miss that. It's happening that Friday and Saturday, April 17th. It's kind of an all-day deal for 2 days. I guess it's like 10 hours a day. So it's 20 hours of watching amazing people speak, apparently. 20 hours? Even I'm not going to be able to watch everybody right there. I'll have to review some of the videos later. That's a lot of watching. Let's see what else. I'm also participating in the Gen6.com presentation, the Extinction Protocol. What is it? An online streaming, a group of speakers speaking about extinction. And that's put together by Steve Quayle. Gen6.com is where you can get details for that. That is a paid seat situation. You pay a dollar amount to view that. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get paid. That's not why I'm mentioning this, because I don't get paid. I've always told Steve that I volunteer to speak for everything that Steve does. That's always been my arrangement with Steve and with others, frankly. I always speak for free. I never get paid to speak because I don't know. I don't feel like I should charge to speak and share my ideas. I think ideas should be free. But anyway, so I'm speaking at that event. Check it out at gen6.com. Now we're going to jump into the special report here about how to save the life of someone who already took the COVID vaccine. So thank you for listening. Here we go. Welcome to this special report from Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. This is about how to deal with friends or family members who are planning on taking the COVID vaccine or have already taken the vaccine. How do you deal with these individuals in a way that is compassionate? But also in a way that is helping them gain the information that may save their lives. Now, let's start with some simple facts here about these vaccines. So number one, none of these COVID-19 vaccines have been approved for use as a regular pharmaceutical intervention. They've only been allowed under emergency authorization by the FDA, which skips the long-term clinical trials and the large-scale human trials. So these are very risky, dangerous vaccines. The AstraZeneca vaccine has still not been approved in the United States, but it's been killing people all across Europe and many other countries due to it causing blood clots in the brain. So a lot of people have already died from that. There are other vaccines. Of course, the mRNA vaccines in the United States are killing probably at this point at least 10,000 people. I mean, the number that's been officially reported is lower than that, but the official numbers don't take into account all the people that are dying that are not reported as vaccine adverse events. So the actual number in the United States right now might be 10 or 20,000 or even more. But that's just the initial reaction to the vaccine. Most people will survive that initial few days following the mRNA vaccine. In fact, that's not the big risk for that vaccine. The big risk happens later with what's called an antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. This is where the first vaccine causes your immune system to engage in a process also called pathogenic priming, which means that your immune system overreacts in a hyperinflammatory manner when you are exposed to another coronavirus in the wild at some future date. So the real death wave, so to speak, from these vaccines will happen later. The most likely timeline for this is in the fall, when people start to get exposed to flu shots, for example. You know, people who take coronavirus vaccines often tend to take influenza vaccines as well. Those vaccines may spark an exaggerated reaction that can lead to mass inflammation and death, or people may be exposed to other coronavirus strains or even influenza strains that initiate an immune system overreaction. And the most likely timeline for this is in the fall. So the first thing to realize here is that if you know somebody, someone in your family or a friend who has taken the vaccine and they seem fine right now, and they may even tell you, oh, I'm fine, or they'll often say, oh, I had a headache for a day, or I felt tired, or I felt symptoms for 2 days, but then I beat it and I feel fine now. That's a very common report from people who have taken the first dose of the vaccine, or sometimes even the second dose. Those people have not even entered the high risk timeline for what may happen to them later on. Now, if we ask what factors contribute to this antibody-dependent enhancement, I think, of course, it is the initial vaccine, and it is also then subsequent exposure to another viral strain in the wild. But there's a third factor that people often don't consider, and that is the inflammatory nature or properties of that person's current diet and lifestyle. And this is where you have an opportunity to intervene and perhaps save someone's life even after they've taken the vaccine. And perhaps some people listening to this have already taken the vaccine, and then they got educated, and now they're really concerned, and they want to do everything possible to make sure they don't die from this hyperinflammatory vaccine reaction. Well, I think that there are things you can do. You know, I'm a nutritionist. I'm a food scientist. I run a food science lab, and I've spent the last 20-plus years studying nutrition and disease prevention, preventing cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all of these things, using molecules from food and superfood supplements and so on. So I have a pretty strong background in this area. And it is my opinion that someone who has taken the vaccine may be able to survive this second wave of a hyperinflammatory reaction if they follow an anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle. And this could be explained to someone, and, you know, perhaps by explaining the risk of the vaccine, the risk of ADE, and then giving people solutions, which is to say, hey, guess what? You don't have to die from this. You can change your diet right now. You can get healthier right now. There are things that you can do starting today to reduce a risk of a hyperinflammatory event at some future date. So what are those things? So number one is, of course, avoid inflammatory foods. And what are inflammatory foods? Well, mostly processed foods, junk foods, people who eat a lot of processed meat and who, let's say, drink a lot of homogenized milk. You know, milk is very inflammatory to many people, not even just those who are, you know, lactose intolerant, but many other people as well. And also then sodas and liquid sugars and things that are associated with inflammation. So, you know, junk food, artificial ingredients, artificial food dyes. Monosodium glutamate is a huge one because it's found in so many foods in hidden forms, such as yeast extract. So those foods, I mean, that ingredient, MSG, also known as yeast extract, is designed to cause essentially an excitation on the tongue to create a taste excitement. Well, this excitation could also be called inflammation. And there may very well be a link between consuming MSG and a risk of a hyperinflammatory reaction following an mRNA vaccine. I mean, we don't know the level of that risk. I don't know how much of a contributing factor these things are. But it can't hurt to clean up your diet. It can't hurt. And then to consume anti-inflammatory foods could make a huge difference as well. So that would mean fresh, raw juices, more greens, salad greens, you know, more alkaline foods instead of highly acidic foods. You know, avoid fried foods and instead eat more fresh, unprocessed, wholesome foods. And this is good health advice anyway. If you follow that kind of a lifestyle, you're going to reduce your risk of cancer. You'll reduce your risk of diabetes and heart disease and, you know, every other kind of chronic degenerative condition. And you may save your life in terms of a post-vaccine reaction as well. So these are good things to do no matter what. When it comes to beverages, you know, avoid the caffeinated beverages, avoid the stimulant beverages and so on. Stick with clean water. You know, that should be your primary beverage, and stick with simple, unprocessed food ingredients. You know, look at the Mediterranean diet, which is mostly unprocessed ingredients. Look at the macrobiotic eating. You know, it's kind of bland food, but that's also non-excitatory, which is exactly what you want in this case. Now, the real challenge in all of this, though, comes from the fact that the kind of people who tend to take vaccines are also the kind of people who tend to discard nutritional advice. They're the kind of people who generally don't take care of their health. And in fact, many of them think that that's why they need vaccines, because they know they're not healthy. They don't watch what they eat. They don't exercise. They don't have good vitamin D. Oh, I got to talk about vitamin D here too, because I think that's a key factor in all of this. I think vitamin D deficiency promotes inflammation throughout the body, especially in reaction to exposure to pathogens. So watch that, you know, and that's a simple thing that people can do, is they can increase their intake of vitamin D. But again, the very kind of people that we're talking about here, people who tend to get vaccinated, are also people who tend to not take vitamin D supplements. They don't take zinc. They don't take healthy oils, which, I mean, there's another one right there, is healthy oils. Sometimes we talk about fish oils, but there are also vegetarian sources of similar oils that are anti-inflammatory. And not to get off topic too much here, but if you're cooking with canola oil and corn oil, those cause inflammation, whereas real olive oil and coconut oil are anti-inflammatory. So even just by switching your cooking oils or switching the foods that you're eating into better quality oils, you can then reduce your risk of inflammatory events. And some of the signs of inflammation, by the way, just based on your current diet and lifestyle, include sinus congestion. If you're always having your sinuses stopped up, if you're constipated, that's inflammation of the colon and gut right there. You know, that's a bad sign. If you're constipated all the time, something's not right. High blood pressure is a sign of inflammation. And also, of course, you know, heart disease and Alzheimer's, brain inflammation is part of this whole system. Diabetes, you could say, is even a sign of inflammation, at least type 2 diabetes. So you have your pancreas is not working correctly in that case. So there are many obvious signs of inflammation. And if you have a family member or a friend who is already showing these signs of inflammation, then they would very likely be at high risk of a hyperinflammatory event following vaccination. Whereas a super healthy person who eats a healthy lifestyle is actually the kind of person who is the least likely to suffer a vaccine reaction. So, but then a super healthy person is also the kind of person that can beat coronavirus on their own. So this leads us to the astonishing conclusion that the people who don't need vaccines, i.e. Healthy people, are also the least likely to suffer damage from vaccines. The people who need vaccines the most, you might say, that is those who have very weak immune systems and they in a sense need some kind of intervention, those are the people most likely to be damaged by vaccines. And by the way, vaccines don't really work very well in healthy people because they don't help them any more than what they already would help themselves. You know, a healthy person has a strong innate immune system, so they don't need a vaccine. A vaccine offers them no benefit. So in other words, another way to say all this is the people who are least likely to be damaged by vaccines are also the people for whom vaccines have the least benefit. And again, I'm going off the assumption that from official sources that they say vaccines work and so on. I mean, I know that's not the case in many scenarios here. But just based on even what they say, healthy people shouldn't take vaccines. And unhealthy people shouldn't take vaccines either, in my view, because they're the ones most likely to be killed by vaccines. So the answer here is not more vaccines. The answer is better health. The answer is for everyone to move into a healthier lifestyle. The answer, in my view, is for everyone to take more vitamin D, to have sufficient vitamin D, eat healthier foods. Get sunshine, you know, lower your body weight if you're suffering from obesity. If you have high blood pressure, make lifestyle changes that eliminate that high blood pressure rather than just taking medication without addressing your diet and exercise and things that are contributing to high blood pressure. So again, the answer then to all of this is to be healthy. But again, if you've got a family member or a friend who's already taken a vaccine, they are probably not aware of any of this information, or they don't subscribe to it, even if they've heard it before. They would rather let someone else take care of them. They probably are taking multiple medications, which are inflammatory in some cases as well. So they may be beyond your help because they've already made a decision a long time ago to kind of surrender their health to external interventions. Pharmaceuticals, vaccines, junk food, and so on. You can try to reach these people with education, but most of them are already beyond help. Many of them are even, you know, they're dumbed down because of the vaccine damage to their brains. They don't have healthy foods and healthy brain nourishment and so on. They've lost cognitive function, so it's very difficult to reach them. But these are ideas that you can use to try to reach those people. You might be able to make a difference in someone's life and be that pivot point where suddenly they are interested in healthy living. Because that does happen to some people some of the time. Maybe it can happen to someone that you know with your help. So that's my take on this. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Survival Nutrition is our new free audiobook that you can download right now from survivalnutrition.com. In this nearly 8-hour audiobook, you will learn life-saving secrets of how to use food, nutrients, plant molecules, trace minerals, and chemical compounds to save your life, even in a total collapse scenario. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm the author of Survival Nutrition. I founded and run a multi-million-dollar food science laboratory, and I'm the author of the best-selling science book, Food Forensics. I'm also a prepper, a patriot, and a survivalist. I can teach you how to survive what's coming by growing your own food, medicine, and antibiotics that can help keep you healthy and alive even during the worst of times. At survivalnutrition.com, you'll be able to instantly download the full free audiobook as MP3 files. Keep a copy of all these files on your local hard drive and print out the full guide just in case we lose the power grid. Survivalnutrition.com.